What do you think is the best counter to people who say the USA only does what Israel wants because it has blackmail on it via Epstein? I don't really care, to be honest. The forces that we're up against are so evil, so well funded, and so well organized that I just really don't care that much about people thinking that this is all a distraction from the Epstein files. Honestly, these days, I don't even care that much if people assume the narrative that Israel is controlling the United States, because for one, it's closer to the truth than the belief that there's no such control. And for two, I don't know, man. We're up against like Giga Hitler. I mean, ideally, people should know as much as possible. But I understand that when we're talking about the general population, most people are barely literate. So, I don't expect them to understand the particulars. And I'm just okay with them hating America and hating Israel. That's the most important thing, you know? Like, World War II was complicated, not morally, but logistically, you know? There's a whole bunch of historical mundanery you can get into if you want to. But as long as you understand the basic lesson, which is hate the Nazis, then I think you're okay. Don't forget America did bad shit during World War II as well. Yeah, but like, who cares about and with regard to the perspective of the average person? Like, if you're a student of history, if you care about the details, if you really want to know stuff about the world, sure, yeah, every group has done bad things. Okay, that's great, you know? But if you want, like, a person to come away with a big, broad lesson about the good guys and the bad guys, there's one correct answer, you know? I can't stand it when people use nuance as a way of pulling people from the forest. You know what I mean? Forest and the trees. I can't stand that. People are like, oh, don't you know it's complicated? Look, lots of shit is complicated. October 7th was complicated. Everything. The Nakba. Everything. World War II. But we're up against the Antichrist here, all right? The nuance, like, apply nuance when nuance is demanded, when it's necessary. But if you're just talking about broad strokes, don't need to overcomplicate things. You can do both. Yeah, sure. Just have to apply it properly. Nuance bad? No, I didn't say nuance bad. You're misinterpreting me, which means that you yourself are not engaging in nuance. Nuance is good, but the average person, the average American, is never going to understand the nature of the relationship between America and Israel. They're not capable of it. The average person is very dumb. They're not going to get it. You guys follow politics as a hobby, and half of you don't get it. I have to wrestle with you guys every time I go live. So, no. The average person does not need this extremely. You know how complicated it is? There's this coalition of interests from the military industrial complex and corporate contracts and financing and like international investment, and then you've got the Christian evangelicals and the doomsday prophecies and people who are politically aligned with the evangelicals, even if they don't believe with the doomsday prophecy, and then you have Jewish supremacists and Zionists who genuinely do think that they're the best people, the chosen people, and you have all these different groups, all these different interests that have blobbed together into this amalgam. It's difficult to keep track of, even if you follow everything. Oftentimes, people act in ways that come across as incongruous. And then you have Trump. Trump is also, on top of everything else, very easily influenced and pretty stupid. So Trump will often do things that make it seem like he's on either side of the same fence. Sometimes Trump comes across as disengaged or disinterested in the Zionist project, which I think he is by default. And then sometimes Trump talks like he just had a fucking 2-hour sit down with Netanyahu and is repeating everything he was told to say, like Trump just did when he was asked about us bombing their desalination plant. So, like, a lot of this stuff is just beyond the reckoning of most people who don't engage with politics, day to day. Focus on the simple stuff. The important thing is communicating the broad strokes, the important lessons, the stuff that means the most. So you should focus on the big pointers. Israel is demonic. America is demonic. What Iran is doing right now is, in essence, they are martyring themselves for the future of humanity. This is true. Is the Iranian regime evil? Unquestionably, but they have found a greater evil. Sometimes that's how it is, okay? Sometimes that's how it is. Sometimes that's how history is. How do we explain it in a simple manner? You don't. You just make sure people understand the important parts. And if a person's interested in getting more information, then talk with them about it, sure. But no, you're not going to convince your average American who thinks that, like, I don't know, Iran did October 7th of this entire gigantic, interconnected financial and cultural and ethnic and religious, like, mega issue. You're not going to. Do you think it's unfair of me to say this? I just think I'm being realistic. I'm not saying you shouldn't know yourself. I'm just saying that, like, why would you bother deluding yourself into believing the average person can engage with all this? But I wanna? Okay, well then have fun with it. Part of being informed is knowing how to explain it to someone dumb. Yes, exactly. You have to be able to simplify a subject. What's that thing? You can't truly understand a subject until you know how to explain it to an uneducated person. You need to, if you care about political communication, you can't just know then why not just read a Wikipedia article? How do I convince people? Well, type out a giant essay and then hand them the essay and just watch them read it. What are you, an idiot? You have to know how to like communicate different tiers of the issue to different people. You can't just talk the same way to everyone. The average person is just not up on this stuff. Iran is not a martyr. I mean, right now, civilians are getting murdered en masse so that pedophilic demons can fulfill an end times prophecy. So I don't know. I mean, I don't believe in God, so I guess like the Islamic concept of martyrdom isn't something I necessarily believe in. But in a colloquial sense, I mean, they are dying to defend themselves against the Antichrist. I don't know what terminology you would prefer. It seems fine to me. The depressing thing about this is that there's tons of research about what actually works, but those in power are like, "Nah, that's gay." I'm not sure what you mean. When the IRGC approaches the DNC to help win the midterms, like they did in 2024, the Dems need to accept this time. No kidding. Yeah. Not everything's good versus evil. Both sides might be evil. Respectfully, that's a midwit perspective, you know? There's a thing called informed simplicity. All groups, all nations are on some level evil. You're not going to get away from that. In World War II, we interned the Japanese. We did war crimes. Who cares? I don't give it. This is a subject for nuanced discussion between good faithed people of like minds. Most often, when somebody brings up the firebombing of Dresden, they're Nazis who are trying to equivocate between what the Allies did and what the Nazis did. And I have no respect for this. Is there evil everywhere? Of course there is, but not everyone gets to be the Antichrist. There only gets to be one Antichrist at a time, and buddy, we're it. Well, us in Israel, you know. You can't equivocate on everything, you know? If you want, like you're gonna nuance yourself into a hole in the ground. Especially not on a topic like this, though. Should we talk about evangelical Christianity as the great evil for the average illiterate American? I don't understand why you're so interested in what I think effective political messaging is, okay? Effective political messaging depends on your audience. Who are you talking to? MAGA? They're cattle. You can say anything to them. It won't change their minds. Are you talking to like undifferentiated people? It's not you're not learning anything, okay? We are bombing UNESCO sites again? Of course we are. We're the Antichrist. Man who constantly spouts political messaging advice doesn't want us talking about political messaging. You're misunderstanding my point, okay? There is no such thing as a correct message to issue on this point, all right? Our country and Israel together are currently engaged in the most transparently evil military operation in, at the very least, modern American history. No excuse is being provided. There's no nominal justification. Our leaders are essentially just saying, "We're not going to tell you how long we're there, what we're doing there, why we're doing it. All we can tell you is that we're killing a lot of people and we like it." That is the messaging from Israeli and American leadership right now. They're not at all ashamed of what they're doing. In Vietnam, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, whatever else, we had better justifications for what we were doing. Nominally, again, the messaging is very important because the messaging tells you what the elites think they need to provide excuses for. Right now, they need none, despite the unpopularity of the president. I think this ties back into my broader statement about how, like, the great evil is neoliberalism. The great evil is apathy. What we are building towards is a society where nobody believes in common consensus, nobody believes in civil society, nobody believes in democracy, and as a consequence, nothing matters and they can get away with anything they want, you know? Keep in mind that even monarchies, I mean, even hereditary monarchies, were kept stable through the collective belief that the king did a good job protecting his subjects. Kings would be deposed or killed if it was thought they couldn't protect their subjects. That was like a good pretext, you know? But if we shift into a modality where we no longer think leaders can or should offer us anything, we're basically in the forever end times. We're in like a miasmic goop. We're in the gray sludge times, you know? We no longer expect anything. They get to do anything that they want. Okay, what do we do about it? We don't do anything about it, you know? A complex network of policing and surveillance apparatuses prevent us from doing anything. This is the great death that I fear. Not fascism, but the end of collective narrativization. So with that in mind, what we're doing right now is, as far as I'm concerned, apocalyptic. And in light of that, like, how do you explain this to people? How do you explain the degree to which we are sacrificing ourselves on behalf of Israel's genocidal ambitions without coming across kind of JQ posty? You can, But you have to explain a lot. The average person, and I know you're all insecure because everyone who follows this stuff like fantasizes about the scenario in which they convince their coworker or their sibling or their parent. Finally, now you understand. Now you see why we disagree. This is why. Now you agree with me. Everyone, they entertain themselves with these delusional fantasies. In reality, of course, you must know, deep down you must know, this is for the most part just that, a delusional fantasy. For the most part, you can't convince people because most people aren't reasonable. You can try your best, but usually what changes people's minds is not argument or rationality, but cultural pressure. Racists are not argued out of being racist. They are simply culturally extinguished. The modes of acceptable expression of racism are just eliminated one by one by one until they are forced into quiet, and then eventually racism just stops being there. Or, I mean, that's the idea, right? At the very least, it lessens considerably. That is what happened after the civil rights movement. You shame them and you make it impossible for them to communicate. And now the world is, for better or worse, very different than it was then in terms of how racists communicate, but by and large, people have gotten less racist over the past 60 years. In America, not in Israel, probably. They didn't have a civil rights movement for Arabs over there, at least not to the same, not with the same outcomes. So anyway, like, learn because it is good to know things. If you want to know how to convince other people of this crazy, zany, conspiratorial mess that we're in, it depends on the person you're talking to. What I think is most important is for people to know who is good and who is bad. Doesn't that make sense? Imagine it's 1941 and you're an American and you're talking to some politically undifferentiated people, people who don't really care that much about what's going on overseas, and you're just trying to get across the broad strokes to them. Who's good and who's bad? They say, well, I heard that Poland, Germany, France, and the United Kingdom are fighting, but I haven't really caught up much in it, you know? I don't really know. It's not my business. Wouldn't the most important thing to be to make sure they understand Germany's the bad guy? In my opinion, that's like step one. And if you can get them to step one, that's great! Now we can go to step two. Well, why are they like that? Well, ethno-nationalism, German expansionism, Lebensraum, right? Like the Germans believe that because of their ethnicity, because they're Germanic Aryan whites, they can expand, so on. And then the politically undifferentiated person might ask, okay. But if they just want more territory for their ethnic group, why are they invading France? Like, isn't that the Normans? Why are they invading the United Kingdom? Those are Anglo-Saxons. Why, if the goal of the Germans is to reclaim the reach of the Aryan Germans, why are they fighting with the Polish people? There are Aryans in Western Poland. Why are they doing this? And then you have to say, okay, the Nazis say that they just want to expand the territory of Aryan Germans. In reality, they want mass death. And then the person you're talking to goes, oh, what, like cartoon villains? So you're telling me the Nazis just want to conquer the world, like a book villain. They just want to kill everyone? You really think that? And then you have to go, yes, that is what they're doing. Oh, then why are they allied with the Italians and the Japanese? Those are both non-Aryan ethnic groups. In fact, the Italians share a border with the Germans. The Italians are not ethnic Aryans, but they're not fighting. Clearly, the Germans don't want to destroy all other ethnic groups because they're allied with the Italians. And then you have to go, yes, that's true. They're hypocritical in this regard. However, that's only because they're political allies. In reality, the Germans probably in the long run would also want to kill the Italians. But before they can do that, they have to win this immediate war. So they're temporarily allying themselves with the Italians, and then the politically undifferentiated person says, why would the Italians ally themselves with an openly genocidal, expansionist, ethno-nationalist nation if they were later going to be destroyed? And you have to say, because they're stupid! Because they're fucking Italians, man! They don't know what's going on! They don't understand how far this goes! Hitler and Mussolini just met. They shared a cappuccino and Mussolini had to sit there and pretend to understand this. Hitler talked about Aryan ghosts. They have no idea what they're dealing with. The Italians merely want an expansionist military dictatorship. The Nazis want mass death. And there's a difference between those two groups, even though they're both called fascists. And the politically undifferentiated person has to say, you sound like a lunatic. The politically undifferentiated person is like, you sound crazy. The Nazis believe in ghosts, and you have to say yes!
Yes, they do. They do believe in ghosts, and they believe in fucking Agartha and Hyperborea, and they believe in ancient Aryan witches that cast spells on their bloodline to make them stronger. And they believe in IQ, but only when the Ashkenazis don't outperform them in it. And you're not going to believe this, but pretty soon something called quantum relativity is going to be discovered, and they're going to call it Jewish science, and then we're going to nuke the Japanese. So you want to you listen, you tell me when you think you have to cut the messaging off while talking to a normal person. Because I'm pretty sure if you went back to 1941, you would have a really tough time describing how bad the Nazis were to the average American. I think you'd have a pretty fucking difficult time.